Now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa Bears girls head basketball coach Kevin Lane, his first season at the helm. Coach, thank you for joining me today. Appreciate it. And first, before we get into a little bit about your team, tell us a little bit about yourself and your basketball background.
My basketball background, I just played in high school, and that's really about it, high school and middle school. I don't really have a ton of background. I just played then. That's it.
Yeah, and then you also have some assistants that you're also very happy about. Tell us about who they are and how they're related to you.
I have an assistant, which would be my sister. Her name's Tanya Kramer, which she's coached for 30 years. And she's awesome. She does a great job with the girls, and she's just genuine, just a great coach. And then I also had an assistant of Stephanie Aldridge that has came in to help us at coached middle school for years. So I'm in pretty good hands with those two around me.
Very cool. And kind of talking about your guys' team a year ago, they didn't have the best season. They started off the season pretty well. They were 2-4, but then they only won one more game for the rest of the year. But you guys have a brand-new team this year, new coaching staff. So tell us a bit of what you've kind of learned about your girls.
What I've learned about the girls, last year we had a lot of injuries. We had three starters out pretty much all year. They're back this year, so I actually got everybody back but one. What I've learned about the girls is they've been putting forth a lot of effort. We are kind of changing a lot of things that we've done since last year. We'll be a more up-tempo offense, a harder defense. Like I said, they're putting in a lot of work to get better. The girls really want to get better, and we want to flip the program, you know, into a winning program. So they're putting forth the effort to make that happen.
And, Coach, it's kind of a weird start to your guys' season. You guys have 7 of your first 9 games are all on the road, and then towards the end of the year you have a stretch of 5 straight at home. Tell us about your thoughts on this kind of weird schedule that you guys have.
It is definitely a different schedule. We will be gone a lot, but I guess, hey, most of the time the bad weather comes between January and February, so if we got makeup games, at least we'll be around home. It'll be a tough schedule. We start off, like I said, at Valley Falls Friday night. That'll be a good ball game, which Jordan Kramer over there is my niece, so I'm related to her, so that'll be a little bit of fun. And then, of course, you know, we get a Moore Hill, our third game, and then we got Jeff North on our fifth game right before Christmas break. So we're gonna have our work cut out for us. But we're looking forward to getting to play everybody, getting started. So.
Yeah, and you mentioned you play Valley Falls right out of the gate coming up here tomorrow. What are some things that you do know about the Dragons since you have a little bit of a link to that team?
I believe they've got all their starters back but one. They've got a great player in Corey Kirkwood. She's a great player. She'll be hard to stop. I know Jordan will definitely have a game plan for us, so she'll make it rough, you know, rough out of the gates on us. They like to get up and down the court, too, so it should be a fun game to watch.
And sure, certainly should be. And, Coach, wish you the best of luck right out of the gate with Valley Falls and then Onega coming up on Tuesday, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Oskaloosa girls head basketball coach Kevin Lane here on Locker Room Chats, and brought to you today by Pia Friend Realty. Be sure to stay tuned, because coming up next, we have Oskaloosa boys head basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold coming up next here on Locker Room Chats.